Shabbos Perek Gimel, Mishneh Dalet. Maise she'osu anshei Tverya ve'hiviu siloin shel tzoinin l'toich amo shel chamin. There was an event, there was a maise where anshei Tverya, they have over there the Chamei Tverya, and the Chamei Tverya are, seems to be in the Gemara that there's a discussion about how to look at Chamei Tverya. Are they heated up by Eish, or are they considered like a toldes chama? Because it's a natural heat that comes from the ground, similar to the sun. It's not a force like a fire heating it up. On the other hand, the Gemara says that the Chamei Tverya, the reason why they're hot is because they pass by, the Gemara says, they pass by the entranceway to Gehenim. There's a lot to say on that topic. But Al-Koponim maybe would be Daimit to Eish. So here they have that what they did was they put in a pipe running cold water through a channel, a pipe that has the hot water. They put in a sealant, a small pipe, into a big pipe running water from the Chamei Tverya. And with that, the cold water was heated up. They put a sealant, which is a small pipe, of tzoinen into a bigger pipe. Now, it's not really a pipe. It's a canal where the chamin runs out. Omulam chachomim. That is a problem. In Bishabbos, if you're doing it, that in order, you should have hot water on Shabbos. The halacha is chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos, asurin b'ruchitza u'b'shtia. Hot water, which is created on Shabbos, even if it's not created ayidei maisa. Created ayidei maisa was created ayidei chil Shabbos. He cooked water. Chamei Tverya is hot enough to cook. It's yatzei ledes. However, if it was heated up by itself, the halacha is asurin b'ruchitza u'b'shtia. You're not allowed to have any hanof from it. Biyomtiv, kicham shuruchmu biyomtiv, asurim biruchitza umutorin bishtir. So it's mutter bishtir. Why? Because on yomtiv there's no iser on water heated up for drinking because it's eichel nefesh. Eichel nefesh is mutter on yomtiv. Even ruchitza is not so poshut why it shouldn't be eichel nefesh. The Mishnah in Beitza and Perek Beis, what comes out over there is that ruchitza's kol gufay is considered something, what we would call in English, taking a shower, is something that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Very hard halach to justify in today's world, where everybody takes showers always, and that's considered a basic need. But I'm only getzaitin, the heating up water for ruchitzas kol gufay was a luxury item. That was not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's not something that everybody does on a regular basis. Doesn't have the heter of l'chol nefesh. It's a specialty item. Gemara says that a specialty item is not shavu l'chol nefesh. There's no heter. So, memelo, it's mutar and b'shtir, but it's asur and b'chitza. So, memelo, what are you heating up the water for? They asked the anshei Tverya. Elamai say they broke the pipe. They broke the sealant because they didn't want to have a mikshul. Why is the Mishnah brought over here? What's the context? So, there's an interesting discussion in the Gemara. The Rav is a little bit seismic. Kivega brings a little bit more barichus, but so the Gemara says like this. In the previous Mishnah Gimel, we had it in the Sefer, Lo yat minena b'cholo b'avak d'rochim. You're not allowed to bury something in the sand that it should be cooked, even though it's being cooked by the sun, and by the sun it's mutter. What's the reason for that? So we said that the reason is because even if you hold the toldos chama is mutter to roast an egg with, however, you can't bury it in the sand because by begging in the sand, you might dig in the dirt. Two reasons are given for that. One reason, the Gemara, is because it's derech hatmono. On that, the Gemara is bringing a raya. Now, again, the derech hatmono, the hot water, the cold water got heated up in the hot water, even though you didn't do anything on Shabbos. If it's derech hatmono, it's also, that would be a raya. The other way of reading over here, the Gemara says, is that it's a raya. The Mishnah in Mishnah Dalit wanted to bring a raya from the Maisis Shosu Anche Tverya to the machlokes that we had in Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yossi was matir on a toldos chama that it's mutter. He held that they weren't geyser on toldos chama or to toldos or. On that, the raya was vaisteris over here that even though it's toldos chama, still the chacham held it was also. So it was a raya, not like Rabbi Yossi. On that, Rabbi Yossi answers, like we said before, he holds that Chamei Tverya is toldos eish. He holds that the reason why the Chamei Tverya is hot is because of the pischa shel Gehenim. That's eish. That's not chama, even though it's a natural force, but it's kamoi eish. So Mamela, that's the back and forth over here. Again, the Rav doesn't bring any of it. The Sefer the Mishnah. Mulyor ha-goruf shoyis ne'menu b'shabbos. Mulyor is a type of kli that's made out of nechoshes u'cheres, and it has something to put coals in. It has like a heating element. Well, today it would be battery operated. Then it was with coals. So part of it had the kli kibul for the water. Part of it had the heating element. The halacha is shoyis ne'menu b'shabbos. Because this is not considered something that's mavashal, the heating element is not that intense on a mulyor that it could actually cook. The only thing it could do is keep the choim, keep the warmth. So it's like a thermos. Same way you're allowed to use a thermos on Shabbos. Or the reason why you're allowed to use a thermos on Shabbos is learnt out from here. Antichi afal pisha grufa. Antichi is a similar type of kli, but over here the gecholim, the heating element, was on the bottom. It's much more hot. Afal pisha grufa, even the coals are taken out in shoysin hemenu, because the heating is so intense that the water can heat up. It's not just mishamer zachoim, but it could actually heat it up. That's derech hatmona. That would be awesome. Perigimel mishnehei hamecham shepineu. A kettle that was on the flame and it was taken off. The water is boiling inside the kettle. It can be a pot for the same price. And it was taken off. It's not anymore a kli rishon al gabe ho'esh. This is what's described in the Rishonim as a kli rishon, which is mevashal al gabe ho'esh. There's kli rishon that's off the esh. Kli rishon that's not on the esh. We paskin is mevashal. There's a Rabban Gerada that holds that type of bishul is only midirabbanan. It's not derech bishul. The way to cook something is on a stove. The way to cook is by putting in a pot that's bubbling on the counter. That's not a way to cook food. It's not derech bishul, but a lot of Rishonim hold that since the heat is intense enough in a Kli Rishon, putting something not cooked into a Kli Rishon, even when it's off the fire, is also Mavashal Daraisa. There are Chumris, Legabi, stirring a pot, that are only, the Ramah says in the end of Shin Yud Ches, when it's on the flame, not when it's off the flame. The heat is definitely more intense when it's on the flame. In any case, over here, the pot was off. Lo Yitin L'Soichet Soinin, we're talking about putting in some coal we have a chalent. Take it off the fire. Put in some cold water in order that the chalent should have a little more liquid. Bishvil sheyechem, in order to heat up the hot water. That you're not allowed to do. Why? Because since it's a small volume of cold water, about it's going to be cooked al yidei the volume of hot water that's in the pot. Avol noisin hu l'soicha l'toich hakoyis k'dei lavshira. There are two eifanim of putting into hot water cold water where the cold water will not be cooked. Either you put into the pot. You don't put into the kettle. You don't put in a little bit cold water that'll get cooked. I'll eat the volume of hot water. You put in a lot of cold water in order to cool off the dish. You have something that got cooked. You want to cool it off to be able to eat. So you put in a large amount of cold water. The cold water will not be cooked. I'll eat a lesser amount of hot water. That's one. All the teicha kois. Here we're talking about you made a cup of tea. Make a cup of tea. It's a cliché. Because you're pouring from the kettle. It's not that wasn't the kli al gabi ho'esh. You poured it into a cup. The water is a kli sheni. Even if you pour in a drop of cold water to cool off somewhat a piping hot cup of tea, the cold water will not be cooked because it's a kli sheni. Kli sheni is not mevashal. There are kale habishul with that kli sheni is mevashal. That's something else. But water certainly is not cooked in a kli sheni. Ho'ilpos v'akdeiro shehaviron mirutochin lo yitin l'toichon tavlin. This is based on the same idea. You have an ilpos and a kdeiro are kelim that al gabeish, a frying pan or a pot. You take hot food, sizzling hot food, and you put it into lo yitin l'toichon tavlin. You're not allowed to put into it spices because the spices are going to be cooked. If the food is hot, the hot food will cook the spices. Avol noisin hu l'toich hakara, after the food was taken off the frying pan and put into a plate, so over there you're allowed to put on spices because the food that's on the plate is l'maisa a, it's in a klisheni. So memela over there, the klisheni is not mavashal. So tavlin as well, something that's not cooked, al yidei klisheni. We had l'toich hakara or l'toich hatamchoy. These are two types of serving utensils that you can eat from. One's a bowl, one's a plate. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, lakoil hu noisin, chutz midova sheyesh bechoy mitzvotzir. Rabbi Yehuda's chalik on the Tanakama. The Tanakhama held that anything is nizbashal in a Kli Rishon, unless you overwhelm the heat in the Kli Rishon with a larger amount of coal. Reb Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to put anything into a Kli Rishon. I don't know if Reb Yehuda is being chelik on the Metzius, that he holds that a Kli Rishon is not mevashal, or he holds, like we said before, that a Kli Rishon that's not al gabe ho'esh is not a ganza bishul. Vemel, that type of bishul is not completely cooked. The same way you could theoretically argue that a Kli Sheni could also cook if it's very hot. Some places can mention a chumra called Yad Nichves Boy, that if something is boiling hot, then it cooks even with Kli Sheni. But most of the Paiskim don't hold of it. Vaistois has nothing to do with the temperature of the food. It has to do with a certain tsura of the bishul. Kli Sheni is not the tsura of bishul. Kli Rishon is the tsura of bishul, even when it's taken off the fire. Reb Yehuda holds no. Nothing is the derech of bishul when it's a Kli Rishon shaloy al gabei ha'esh, except for chutz midavar sheyesh b'chol mitzvatzir. If something has in it a dish that has in it vinegar, or it has in it roitiv from dagam, that has more from herring that drips out, that's spicier. That spice will be mevashal with the ganze tzuras habishul, even in a Kli Rishon. Now you can't make a ganze klal out of Reb Yehuda, because the poskim amavur, the mefarshim over here bring Tosfos and Daf Mem Beis, that Reb Yehuda definitely only argued by tavlin. Tavlin are koshe habishul, but water, what we have the din of the reisha, Reb Yehuda never argued on. Reb Yehuda only argued Lagabi putting tavlin in a Kli Rishon shaloy agabi oish. Masha'enkin, putting water, that avada would be also. That avada would cook. Reb Yehuda never argued on the reish of the Mishnah. The Boyaz over here has a whole shmooze, because the Mishnah and Maisris Lagabi also cooking food that makes it roy for a Kriya Shem Maiser, a whole sugya in the first parak of Maseches Maisris. And over there, Reb Yehuda is also brought, and he's brought Lagabi Shemin. So they want a taina. You look at the Boyaz brings a barichus that shemen is like tavlin. It's also from the koyshe habishul. The Rav also brings from the Gemara that salt melach is also from the koyshe habishul. That everybody holds that a Kli Rishon is not mevashal unless it's on the fire, which would mean l'chayre that it should be mutter to salt a pot of soup that was taken off the fire. However, you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes, he brings from the Gemara, there's a Shaila, how to read the Braisa, that's the Makor of this Halacha, and others say that Melach is even worse. Melach, not only can't you put into Kli Rishon Shalei Agabei Eish, you can't even put into Kli Sheni. And the Paiskim, it's brought over here in the Yochin, Bekitz and Imritz, that there's two types of salt. The salt that we have is cooked. So L'chor the Zayim Bishalach HaBishal. Akitzer, that's the basis of the discussion. One more prat is, let's say salt is put into in a way that you want to be machmir, and it's put into the food. Does the whole bowl of soup, let's say, become osur because of the salt that's in it? That was nizbashel. You're allowed to eat the soup. You're not allowed to eat the salt. Does the salt become bottle? L'chor zedav sheyesh l'matirin, because something that was cooked bechil Shabbos, you're only now allowed to eat on Shabbos. L'chor you could save till after Shabbos. Over here, the poskim say no. The salt is bottled because the salt kishal atzmoy is not also. The salt is only there to give taste to the soup, and the soup is mutter. So the salt becomes bottled. That's all discussion of the Yochanan Boyaz.